Good day. So in the previous episode, we looked at what goes on the outside of a leaflet. So the front page to capture attention, to let you know what's inside. And on the back, in case that's the first sight that people see, reminding you what was in the leaflet. Okay, so this lesson, we're looking at what actually goes inside the leaflet. And that is where the key information goes, the purpose of the actual leaflet. But the key thing is, you don't want too much information. You don't want to overwhelm the reader. And that's when, using Microsoft Publisher, you can use the various inbuilt tools to make it look more professional. Make sure you've got consistent headings, same place on the different pages of the leaflet. Nice and big, top-loaded so that it captures the reader's attention. Presenting information in tables means that it's organised and it's structured, and it's easier for them to understand at a glance. Using your call-out shapes for key information or key things you want to take away. Again, if you've got that towards the top, it meets the eye level. And then, of course, you want to have images that convey what the text-based information actually shows. So we're going to be looking at the healthy life of a Cardinal Wiseman student in terms of exercise. So on the left-hand page, we're going to have what exercise can you do at school. On the right-hand page, we're going to have what exercise you can do at home. But the idea is that both of the pages should be laid out in a similar fashion so that the reader knows what to expect. Okay, so the inside of a leaflet is where the key information is contained. But it must look professional. Thanks.